What's that, Oisin? Oh yeah, man, the place is going to be so busy today. It really is going to be mental, up the walls, like. But I have some bad news for you, kid. I'm only in on stock take, and I'm finished this afternoon, so Paddy's day is all mine. Oh yeah, I am jammy, I admit it, I'm lucky. But you know, you create your own luck as well, Oisin. And I've got the luck of the Irish. About luck. Hey, oh my god, now there's a sight for sore Irish eyes. How are ya? Oisin, pinch me. I think I'm dreaming. I'm so happy to see ya. Whoa, what are you having? Oh, let me guess, it's a double double, isn't it? Oh, I'd never forget that. Oh, God. When did you get here? Really? Do you mind if I have a cup of coffee with you? Oh, no. I'm just about to finish up here anyway. Oh, my. I'll just make myself a single. I couldn't have a double because I'd be like a ping pong, you know, bouncing off the walls and stuff. Hang on there, I'll just make this for you. I'm just so happy to see you. And to see you on Paddy's, like. You know, isn't it hard to believe that it's been almost a year since I saw you last? Jeez, where does the time go, huh? Here you go. Does that meet your standard? I know it's Irish coffee, it's not exactly Starbucks, but is it good? Yeah? Look, there's a little cozy snug over there. A snug? Well, it's a room for privacy in Irish pubs. It's like... Yeah, like a VIP room, like the world's smallest VIP room. It's just a place where, you know, all the acquaintances can catch up. Come on over and I'll show you. We can have our coffees in there. There you go. Your first time in an Irish snug, huh? What do you think? Is it nice and cozy? Huh? Shlanta? Oh, I must admit, that is a powerful cup of joe. So where are you staying? In the hotel, across the way? Seriously? No, it's a grand place, it's a nice place. They're a little eccentric and they're right, but it's a grand place. You know, there was a guy staying there last year, he was an Irish guy. So he checked into a hotel for the first time in his life. You know, he's from the country. 5 minutes later, he calls the desk and he says, "Hey, you've given me a room with no exit. Like, how do I leave?" So the desk clerk is like, "Sir, that's absurd. How could that be?" And she says, "Have you looked for the door?" And the Irish fella, he replies, "Well, there's one door that leads to the bathroom and there's a second door that leads to the closet. And there's a door I haven't tried yet because it says do not disturb on it." That's actually a true story, and it's typical Irish. Yeah, well, you know, it's Ireland, so, you know, stories grow legs and arms, you know what I mean? But there's always a hint of truth there. So, are you looking forward to the parade? Yeah, the St. Patrick's Parade. Ah, yes, of course. I mean, it's not in spectacular or anything like that, like, but it's cool. It's great crack, and the kids love it, like, you know what I mean? It's really for the kids, like. Am I in it? You know, I was going to go as, like, a big giant Lucky Charm, a big green, white and gold one, but I decided not to, because I'd be too magically delicious for it. Badoom-tish. Would you like to go with me? Look, I promise I won't bring you up in a float and make you do some Irish dancing around like that. Like, I could be your personal tour guide. Yeah, do you want to go? It'll be loads of fun, I promise. Ah, that's great. I mean, it is a lot of fun. Trust me. You know, this might sound a little weird, but I have something to tell you. Well, I've thought about you a lot. I mean, I was going to email you, but I was a little shy, I suppose. I don't know, it's an Irish thing, I guess, you know. We tend to be a little shy, quiet and reserved. Well, until you get to know us, that is. But, you know, we had such a great night that night, didn't we? It was such fun, and this is hard for me. I kind of felt strange after you left. Well, I don't know. I just felt like something was missing. I can't explain it. And when I saw you earlier, le machri maclivroch. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just said that my heart skipped a beat. Oh yeah. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to... Huh? Something on my cheek? Oh my God. Oh, what is it? Where? Oh my God. Where's Oisin the pinching machine? He has to pinch me again. Oh my dear. Oh my God. You know, I'm all over the place when I go bilingual. I'm all over the place. Okay, I really have to center myself here. Are you sure I'm not dreaming? Okay, I get it. But oh, I have to get back. I have to get back. But I'm finished early. You still want to go to the parade with me? Oh yeah, I'm finished in about 15 minutes. I just need to go home and I need to shower and get changed and then I'll bring you to the parade. You know, I'm sorry, I just got really confumbled there. But it will be such an honour to go to the parade with a maiden so fair. Come here. Look, the lads, they're slagging me off. The feckers. You see what I mean? Okay, so I'll see you about 3. Is that good? Yeah? Oh, I can't wait. I'll see you soon. Oh my God, Oisin. When I said I was lucky, I didn't realise I was this lucky. Man, oh, isn't she amazing? Oh. Whew. This is going to be the best Paddy's Day ever. Oh my God. Did you enjoy it? Yeah? Yeah, I know it was just a little one, but it's really authentic at least, isn't it? Did you see that river dance float? I don't know why, but every parade seems to have a river dance float. You just can't forget the past. So what do you want to do now? Do you want to go for a walk in the Strand or something? Yeah, in the Strand, it's not far from here. And you know, it's springtime. Well, almost springtime. In a couple of days or something. In a couple of days, spring will have sprung. The sun is shining. You know, the weather is mild. And the Irish Sea is gorgeous this time of year. We could watch the white horses come to the shore. Do you want to go? It's not far, I promise. It's only a few minutes away. Come on, let's go. Take my hand. Oh, isn't it beautiful? So vast and pretty. And look, the Capilbana. Toshi the Chakdawalya. The white horses are coming home. Aren't they pretty? You know, it's amazing to think that St. Patrick was brought to Ireland by that sea almost 1600 years ago. Oh no, a lot of people think that St. Patrick was Irish, but he was actually Welsh. He was actually kidnapped by Irish pirates and they brought him to Ireland. Yeah, Irish pirates. Can you imagine it? Or shiver me timbers, laddie! But, you know, he escaped and he came back years later to banish the snakes from Ireland. Some say that he came back because he had a calling. You know, it's just the stuff of legend, I suppose. And to think that a Welsh lad started all the parades you see worldwide. Kind of took off, like, didn't it? Come here, you. You know, never in a million years did I think I'd have my arms around you by the Strand on Paddy's Day. Hey, you know, you're kind of like my St. Patrick. Yeah, because you came back as well. Hopefully you're not going to banish my snake, though, yeah? Oh, I'm sorry. Too early. I know, too early. Oh, you feel so good in my arms. You do feel a little chilly though. Are you a little chilly? You know they make a mean Irish stew back at the bar. We could go back and have some dinner and a drink and see what way the night works out. You know, one thing about Ireland is you'll always be surprised. So don't be shocked if you get roped into doing a jig on a table or sing a song, you know? Get trapped in some shindig. I'm just so happy to see you.